Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic, but today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, and with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton and adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
I hope you're ready to have your mind blown with the greatest health and fitness information on the planet.
Yes, bitch!
Let me tell you a little bit about BetOnline. It remains your number one spot for NBA, MLB, MMA, boxing. It doesn't matter. Every single prop, every single play, every single point, it's all at BetOnline. When it comes to bets, when it comes to props, everything that you need is at your headquarters for sports betting. That's BetOnline. Head to the website right now, use your mobile device, sign up, get a 50% welcome bonus. Don't forget to use the promo code BLEAV, that's BLEAV, to get yourself a 50% welcome bonus. Come on, there's no need to hesitate. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello, welcome to the Mikey Likes You podcast. I am Mikey who likes you. Are you who is liked? All right, very simple little equation. I think we've got that down. Not many of you, at least from a purely statistical standpoint, not many of you who listen or watch this podcast are subscribed. So go ahead and take care of that. Remedy that fucking problem. Subscribe on YouTube and make sure you follow me on whatever podcast program you're using. I would appreciate that. Also, like, leave a comment. Stay in touch with me. I like to interact. I do. It's my favorite thing to do. Doing the show from a beautiful park here in Central Texas because my day got a little bass-ackwards, but I want to make sure that I'm constantly updating the feeds, keeping the content coming, and then also trying to keep the content that I think people really want to hear, especially if you're geeky about this stuff. What do I mean by that? Well, I already went over the a day of eating on a previous week's podcast because I had made the claim that, like, I'm going to go for it. I turned 45 on March 15th, 2024, and I want to come into it like a bodybuilding show. I have constantly been committed to performance, and because of that, look, looking good naked is important to me. But it was a byproduct. It was a byproduct of me training for performance, be it for martial arts, for jiu-jitsu and stuff, or for powerlifting, or for whatever I was into at the time. And I like that, and I think that that's a great way to go about things, and there should be a certain amount of time committed to certain markers of performance because it's a very clean way to kind of keep progression coming. But something just got under my skin, and I said, you know what, for 45 years on earth, I want to come into 45 years just being jacked, just going for it. Not to sound too corny, but I have this feeling that, you know what, I want to be inhuman. I do. I dream in an idealized view of how I look at myself in my mind. I want to be a beast. I want to be crazy. I want to be crazy big and strong and muscular. I want to be freakish. And I've never been freakish. The biggest I've ever been in my life is 200 pounds, 205 pounds, something like that. Granted, I'm only 5'10", but either way, I've never been a freakishly muscular guy. For the past 20 years, I've been in good shape. For the past 20 years, I've been committed to, I would say I'm strong and I'm athletic and capable. But I used to be into bodybuilding when I was young. And I got really ripped and I got into it. But I was using steroids and stuff. I said, what if I just really committed to aesthetics? There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing vain about that. I want to commit it. I want to do it. What if I said screw it and I just really went for it, you know? So that's been my goal. It's been 2 weeks on the dot. I've gained 3 pounds. As I start to get closer, about 8 to 12 weeks away from my birthday, which would be, middle of January, I'll start really focusing on body fat reduction. But right now I'm trying to get jacked. So I went through a day of eating as of right now. That's another cool video I would encourage you to check out, or another podcast, previous podcast, if you're listening in audio only. So now I want to talk about my training. Am I saying this is something that you have to copy and paste and do exactly? No, but I do want to give you some insight into what I'm doing so that you can maybe glean some information from it and make your own decisions and start to get some reasoning as to why I'm doing the things I do, because everything I'm doing is based on the knowledge I've accrued over long periods of time, and also from being really lucky to surround myself with very smart people in physical culture, okay? And so I think I've made pretty practical decisions on why I'm doing what I'm doing. If you want to add muscle, take note, okay? Right now, I am going through a push-pull legs, old-school push-pull legs program, meaning push muscles on day one, deltoids, triceps, and chest. Pull muscles on day two, which is my back, my biceps, and my rear delts and stuff. And then my lower body, my legs, on day three. I do that twice a week. Now, I don't just go 6 days in a row taking one day off. I'm playing that by ear. I will oftentimes go 2 days on, one day off, then go 3 days on, one day off. So even though I may be only training 5 days in a week, I am getting all of those muscle groups trained twice within a 7 week period, okay? I don't have the recovery ability right now at 45 years old, 44 years old. Also considering I'm still training in jiu-jitsu and I'm a farmer. I don't have what it takes to just constantly be training 6 days a week, no breaks. So I like to play it by ear. Some days I'll do 3 days in a row and take a break, then 2 days in a row, take a break. Or sometimes, maybe some of these weeks I will go 6 days in a row if I have the luxury of doing it. But right now I like to leave myself open to just make sure that I'm training every muscle group twice within a 6 week period. Excuse me, twice within a 7 day period. Okay. So even though it might not be unbroken, I just want to make sure that if I train chest and push muscles on Monday, that sometime before next Monday, I'm hitting it again. That seems to be, from the research I've seen, from the people that I really trust and the people who have shown that they know what the heck they're talking about, it does seem to be more optimal. Getting a little bit more frequency to each muscle group when you're training does seem to help when it comes to hypertrophy. Now, it's dose dependent, right? Because if I'm doing 25 sets for my chest on Monday, it's probably not a good idea to then train it again on Thursday. But that being said, it does give you a little bit more leeway. So now I don't have to spend 2 hours in the gym every day, or 5 days a week, or 6 days a week when I'm training. I can do 45-minute workouts knowing that I'm going to get that added level of frequency. Subsequently, I'm getting added volume, so I can break things up to make my workouts a little bit more tolerable, because I do personally, just from a psychological standpoint, I enjoy training more frequently than I do training super intensely and then taking long periods of time off. Even though it might be more optimal for me, what I do like is psychologically, I like being in the gym a lot. I like being sweaty a lot. It helps keep me sane. Knowing that, I would rather have 45-minute to 60-minute workouts 6 times a week, 5 times a week, and getting everything hit with more frequency and shorter workouts. It just gives me a little bit more liberty to kind of regulate my volume, okay? Now, speaking of volume, I will train, as I said, push-pull legs. The first push workout will be strength-based for my triceps and my delts, my front delts. And it will be volume hypertrophy work for my chest and my side delts, my lateral delts. It will be the complete opposite for my second workout of that week, where I will train my chest, go heavy, really push strength and intensity in lower rep ranges, try to hit PRs, and then I'll just do a lot of volume, a lot of hypertrophy work, classic bodybuilding work for my triceps and my front delts, okay? So I flip-flop. Same thing goes for my legs and my pull muscles. For my workout number one of my pull workouts, I will train my mid-back and my traps for strength, for PRs. Try to hit and go real heavy, maybe rack deads and some hyperextensions. Okay, just really heavy. Try to hit those PRs. Got my workout journal. The rest of the workout, my biceps and my rear delts and my lats, you know, I am doing stuff for really high reps, a little bit more volume, up the amount of sets I do, and just try to get the good pump in there, okay? Subsequently, I turn it back around for my second pull workout of the week, and I'll train my lats for strength and hitting PRs, do weighted chin-ups, stuff like that. And then my traps and my rear delts and stuff, you know, whatever I didn't hit for PRs, I will do for volume there. I just go back and forth. So that way I'm getting good intensity, that myofibril kind of training to kind of really get the fibers of the muscle to get stronger and get bigger. But also I'm hitting that sarcoplasmic stuff and getting a lot of fluid and pumping a lot of all the good nutrients into my muscles to help fill them out. More classic bodybuilding stuff. So I'm getting the best of both worlds. That's the way I like to break it up, and that's the way I'm doing it right now. And, you know, Justin Harris, with some of his programming I've seen, he's found a lot of success with doing that, with Critical Mass, one of his programs about hypertrophy, and another myofibril strength, where you're taking advantage of the fact that you're training more frequently. So you give one push workout, you know, part of those muscles get trained for PRs and for strength, myofibril stuff. Then the sarcoplasmic stuff comes later in that workout, and then you just flip it. And the stuff that you train for volume, you train for intensity, and the stuff that you train for intensity, you train for volume on the second workout in the week. I do the same thing for my legs. I have one leg workout to finish out my week. My first leg workout is gonna be glute focused, okay? Glute focused, I'm going for just volume on those things. Leg press, front squats, and I'm going high reps and just killing it, feeling that blood go in there, leg extensions. But I'm doing some heavy, heavy glute bridges. I'm doing some super heavy Bulgarian split squats, right? For my glutes and my hamstrings and some ham curls. Really heavy. Not a lot of high rep, just a couple sets, top sets, banging it out. Flip it around. Later in the week, when I come back to do that second leg workout, I'm doing heavy squats. Okay, big, boom, I'm going for 5 reps and I'm just laying on the weight. I got my workout journal on, I'm trying to hit PRs. After that though, just pumping the blood into the glutes and into the hams, because I did the alternative earlier on in the week where I was training my quads for volume and I was training my hams and my glutes for strength or trying to hit PRs, okay? So that's the breakdown. That's a very simple way of looking at it. You also have, the choice to do where you split it up into different parts of the week, where you do push-pull legs, or upper body, lower body, if you're gonna train 4 times a week, another great split, where you do one upper body all from top to bottom for strength or trying to hit PRs, and then later in the week, you do your other alternative upper body workout for volume, and just trying to pump blood into it. Same thing with the legs, right? You can just split it up, volume and intensity. You don't have to split it up by body parts like I'm doing. There's many, many options here. One thing I do think is that, as I talked about in my last episode that I did with my daughter as the co-host, there is a lot of value into incorporating both styles of training, and it very much upsets me to see people get dogmatic about it, where it's like, no, Mike Mentor was right. It's only about intensity. You know, and Arnold and Sergio Oliva were right. It's all about volume. Just get the blood in there. Well, no, really. There's a lot of good science to prove that both work. And we have undeniable, conclusive, and ample scientific proof to show that human skeletal muscle benefits and grows from both sarcoplasmic and myofibril stress. That being said, why not give it both, okay? You can also program it so that you have different blocks throughout the year. Many people have found great success doing this. I just don't see the need to start to kind of lose the skill in one or the other. Why not have it mixed in your programming year round? But it is also, many people have been quite successful for having strength blocks, right? 5, 6, 8 weeks of training strength, training intensity, really trying to push PRs. And then 5, 6, 8 weeks of training volume, just going old school bodybuilding, really high reps, really high volume, getting the pump, chasing the pump. It's fantastic. Like, I'm coming. Can you imagine how great my life is? Backstage, I'm coming. In the gym, I'm coming. When I have sex, I'm coming. Chasing the pump, right? So you can program it in blocks. I am choosing to go the route of having it within the week where I get both in all my body parts, really taking time to focus in with the intensity or the myofibril stuff and the volume, the sarcoplasmic stuff, okay? One of the reasons why I chose to go push-pull legs and to get everything trained twice a week is because I wanted the luxury and the liberty to train and focus on lagging body parts. One of the mistakes I think a lot of people make, especially young men, is that they say, I want to get big, I want to grow. And then they just try to grow as like a unit. And of course, biology makes it so that some body parts, like our guts and like our love handles and our man tits, are going to grow bigger than other body parts. We are genetically very different and unique. I've always had kind of wide shoulders. I've been lucky to have, for a guy my size, I had wide shoulders, right? But it makes my forearms and stuff look little. And I don't have a lot of upper chest because I spent, as a lot of young dudes do, trying to get my bench press up, and it was bench press. I didn't focus on my upper chest. So I'm trying to like really stress my upper chest. I'm trying to stress my traps and my booty, okay? Because I have a little teeny booty. It's made out of wood. It's carved out of wood, buddy. Don't get it twisted. It's a ripe little apple, but it's a little apple. I want it to be a little more robust. So in a nutshell, that's what I'm going with. I'm upping the carbs as of right now. 40% carbohydrates, 30% protein, 30% fat. A lot of people like to bring their fat down a little bit more when they're trying to bulk up. I understand that. I'm an old man, so I want to keep my fat not high and certainly not too low because I want to keep myself healthy and my hormones kicking, okay? So a little bit more fat than most people would see in a traditional bodybuilding diet. I definitely took this from Stan Efferding, his work with the vertical diet, and especially with some really big muscular men like Hafthor, the Mountain from Game of Thrones. You're seeing a lot more long-term success from just bumping up the fat. Of course, I'm not like in a ketogenic place where I'm going 70% fat or anything like that. But I don't have my fat down super low like old school bodybuilders where I'm eating nothing but egg whites and tuna. I like to incorporate a lot of healthier fats from the animal meat and also adding in things like olive oil, things like, what are some of my favorites? Cooking with meat tallow, cooking with butter. Just getting raw milk. I have a little bit of raw milk every day, whole eggs instead of all egg whites. Not all whole eggs because I'm trying to regulate the amount of calories overall, but I'll have 3 or 4 eggs with 3 or 4 egg whites as opposed to 6 egg whites and 1 egg like a lot of guys are doing. So that's an overall breakdown. For my volume work, whatever the body part may be, I like to push those reps up towards 20 and really make it burn. Really just chase that pump, okay? For my stuff I'm trying to hit PRs, besides squats, everything's about 8 reps, 5 to 8 reps. I don't like to go very heavy on, or excuse me, I don't like to go into very high rep ranges with deadlifts. I don't see the point, and it is quite dangerous on your lumbar region. So I never go higher than 5 with deadlifts, but most everything else, be it my incline pressing, be it, you know, arm work, be it my shoulder stuff, is gonna be around 8 reps when I'm looking to hit PRs. My legs typically are gonna be a little bit higher, 10 to 12 reps. The rest of the stuff, the volume work, just going until it burns too much. And usually that ends up being around 20. So that's where I'm at right now. I wanted to give you a breakdown of that. Also, I'm gonna be peppering these podcasts in as much as I possibly can in between a lot of the guests that I'm starting to have in my nice new studio. So there's gonna be more of like the traditional, classic, beautiful, Wazoo podcast, and then also these podcasts where I'm just kind of talking with you directly about what's going on with me, my training, my eating, and subsequently, hopefully being able to let you get a little bit more knowledge on how to structure yours. All right. Also, my Patreon is still available. Right now, I'm in a very good place as far as wanting to take on new clients at my top tier. So if that's something you're interested in, now's the time. Okay. Because I actually have a little bit more wiggle room with doing so. I will say, hopefully I can get some like customer testimonials so I don't have to say it myself, but most of the people that do it end up being really happy. And it makes me really happy, man. Because I spent way too much time and money and energy wasting, not getting gains, not getting anything that I wanted because I was making too many mistakes. Because this stuff, albeit, is not all that complex. It can be nuanced, and there are mistakes that are easy. There are traps that are easy to fall into. I really like helping people. Check it out. There's three tiers of patronage. If you want to just join, get the bonus pod, get a little extra info, go at any tier you want. But if you want to go to the top tier, I'm willing to take on new clients and I like doing it. So check it out if you want that help in this crazy mixed up world that makes you think that nobody cares. Remember one thing, I do. Be good.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.